The scourge of human trafficking provides ministry opportunities in India. We'll talk traditions today, too. How about starting a new one? And ever think about running a marathon? One Outreach is combining a race with encouragement. Stay tuned for Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Like the plague or black mold, human trafficking is spreading in India. According to both the UN and the United States State Department, the trade is expanding from red light districts to residential areas. C.H. Dyer's Bright Hope International is working on the local level to fight it. Churches they partner with are joining forces with local police.
They have such good relationships with the police, and the police appreciate what the services are that these churches are doing.
Bright Hope's not just rescuing girls from this evil trade. They're telling them about Christ and helping them build a new life.
The rescues get a lot of attention. They're exciting. It's arrests and convictions, but the restoration and rehabilitation is the long, hard work that has to be done if we're really going to see these girls thrive.
See how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Our next partner is rescuing trafficked slaves on India's East Coast. Far Corners Missions, Gary Bishop.
It's a big, big problem in Andhra Pradesh. There's large complexes of them. My wife and I have been in one complex that is as large as 15,000 girls in one place.
According to the Global Slavery Index, India holds nearly half of the world's 30 million slaves. Bishop says they've been fighting to free them for 40 years. They've come across a new challenge, slaves infected with HIV/AIDS.
That's a stigma problem in India, kind of like having leprosy. We're providing hospice care for them, of course, introducing them to the love of Jesus, but also addressing their medical needs, their emotional needs.
Do you want to help? Get connected through a link at our website. Most importantly, pray.
Pray for them to just have that glimmer of hope that will allow them the courage to make that first step.
This is Mission Network News. In some countries, churches don't win. A children's camp sponsored by Slavic Gospel Association is closed. After 13 years of owning the camp for kids, the Uzbekistan government formally seized control. The United Nations Human Rights Commission is urging the government into compliance with international human rights. Pray for faithful Christian brothers and sisters in Uzbekistan as they go through this trial. For the full story, visit missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Thanksgiving Day is coming up in the United States. Traditionally, it's been set aside as a day of giving thanks for the blessing of the harvest in the preceding year. Over time, it's become a day of overeating, football, and shopping. But what if you started a new family tradition that focused on the giving part, like a mission trip? Judy Vander Ark, co-founder of Moses Incorporated.
I think it's an opportunity to reach across cultural lines and build one another's faith.
Normally a teen's trip, the November visit to Toronto, Canada, has morphed into a family trip.
We always go Thanksgiving weekend, which might be a deterrent for some people, but if they don't have to go to grandma's house or something and the whole family wants to get involved, we leave on Wednesday afternoon on the 27th of November, and we will arrive back on Sunday, December 1.
They're partnering with a church in Toronto to share the gospel at various ministry sites. The cost? How about $100? Teams are forming now for the Thanksgiving trip. We've got registration links and more at our website. And running a marathon is no small feat, and neither is reaching people with the gospel. The Evangelical Free Church Mission is promoting their Reach Global Athens City team for the 32nd Athens Classic Marathon November 2014. The team will visit church plants and meet educators of the next generation of ministry leaders in Greece. EFCA is asking you to be a part of this. Visit our website to learn how to join. Pray the team will be effective and for those they're ministering to. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you frustrated by the mistakes you've made? With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God's there, ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.